Hello.
Hello, this is Fernando, and I have just one question survey for you today. I'm calling because Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County need your help. Northern Virginia is facing rising prices, business failures, foreclosures, homelessness, and a surge in violent crime, including rape. Even if you're not registered to vote, you can still vote until November 5th. Just find your polling station and vote by provisional ballot. After 4 years under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Virginians are suffering. That's why Jerry Torres is running for the U.S. House of Representatives. As a representative for Virginia's 8th district, Jerry will work to reduce violent crime, stop illegal immigration, and grow the economy, but he can make a difference without your vote. If you have never voted before, you should know that you can register in person until November 5. If you will be kind enough to give us your opinion, I have just one question, so that Jerry can better understand what matters to you. And the question is, what do you believe is the biggest problem facing our community and nation, or the biggest issue facing your community right now? I know all are important, but the most important issue right now?
The most important issue. I've never...
I have some suggestions, maybe crime, the education.
Yes? First of all, let me just tell you, I have already voted.
Okay, but yeah, no problem. Can you please help us out with the answer?
The biggest issue for me?
Yes, in general, in the nation.
I'm going to say in general right now, the biggest issue is the divisiveness among everyone. Because I think individuals forget that the people we vote into office represent are supposed to represent us. And I think now a lot of people are forgetting that, you know, it's we the people.
Yeah, correct.
We vote people in, we can vote them out. And the biggest issue, I think, is I think the politicians forget that.
Okay.
I think politicians are going in on their own agendas. And they are really not representing the people. And what I don't like is how politicians will bash other politicians. What I want to hear is what is the individual going to do to make things better without bashing their opponents. I want to know, what are you going to do to make things better? Are you going to listen to the people? Because in the end, it's the people. And the biggest issue for me now is all the negativity and all the bashing that these people who are running, they're bashing their opponents. And I want to know, what are you going to do? Are you going to represent the people? Are you going to do to the best of your ability what you say you are going to do? Because you never know what you can do until you actually get in office. You following me?
Yes.
You can make all of these promises. You can say you're going to do this and you're going to do that, but you don't know what you're going to be able to do until you're actually in office. And one
Correct.
Of the big issues I see, too, is that, you know, these people running, they want to blame the current administration. And you got to keep in mind, when you're voted into office, you are inheriting the
Correct.
Previous administration who inherited their previous administration. So, I mean, the biggest issue for me right now, the main thing is just how divisive we are. We are not a unit, one unit. We're just not into unity. But, you know, I've already voted. I've been voting since I was 18, and I've already voted for this upcoming election. I've voted. So.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your opinion and for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important. And, again, thank you for your help, and have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.